For the fourth straight election, voters in New Hampshire's first congressional district will see the same two names on their ballots. Frank Ginta and Carol Shea Porter have traded their House seat back and forth every 2 years since 2010, a testament to how evenly split the district is between Republicans and Democrats. But as New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman reports, some voters are getting tired of the endless sequels.
At first, it was fresh, new.
We have two candidates at tonight's debate, and they are Republican Frank Ginta and Democratic Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter.
Then, 2 years later, a political reboot.
They are incumbent Republican Frank Ginta and Democrat Carol Shea Porter.
By 2014, it was like, all right, the rubber match.
The incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, her Republican challenger, former Congressman Frank Ginta. Now, let's be honest, there's a history between these two candidates.
Yeah, there sure is. Watch a debate between these two, and it's pretty clear the candidates have grown weary of each other. The fourth time around, you can't blame voters for feeling the same way.
Are you tired of seeing the same two names jockey back and forth?
There is some of that, I must say. Maybe it's time for both of them to go away.
That's Dennis Sullivan of Dover. This region of eastern New Hampshire is one of just a few dozen true swing districts left in the country. So while the race should be getting lots of attention, UNH political analyst Andy Smith says there just isn't much enthusiasm on either side.
Yeah, I think that it's much less entertaining each time because there's really nothing different.
Neither candidate strays very much from their party line. The outcome has more to do with what kind of election year it is. Shea Porter has won the head-to-head in presidential years, while Ginta's two victories came during midterms, when Democratic turnout is typically lower. Recent polls show a similar trend shaping up in 2016, with Shea Porter holding a double-digit lead. A campaign finance scandal is also contributing to Ginta's struggles. But with both candidates' strengths and weaknesses so well known, constituents like Laura Chapin would be happy with some fresh blood.
It's a little difficult to imagine that there isn't anybody else out there that could do a better job or at least have some other options.
There is one new wrinkle in the 2016 edition of this race.
I am Sean O'Connor. I am the independent running for Congress here in the 1st District in New Hampshire.
O'Connor is self-financing a run after dropping out of the Democratic primary earlier this year. He's running TV ads and also doing some retail politicking, like this stop at a Portsmouth nursing home. The Groundhog Day feel of the race comes up quickly in his stump speech.
And I think that it's crazy that we've had the same two career politicians in D.C. who have gone back and forth and back and forth.
But after three previous contests, O'Connor will have to overcome a serious lack of name recognition compared to Ginta and Shea Porter. Regardless of who prevails, political analyst Andy Smith says don't be surprised if those two names also pop up in 2018.
They both think they can win it. And if you both think you have a chance, why not?
In this political tug of war, the candidates do seem awfully willing to dust themselves off and try again. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman in Concord, New Hampshire.